You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If anybody went to the movies this weekend, we gave away a bunch of tickets to go see Ant-Man. Yeah. The new Ant-Man movie opened with $104 million in the U.S., another $121 million overseas.
Yeah.
That's a cool quarter of a billion dollar opening weekend.
It's Marvel movies, man. They just keep slurping up the cash, don't they?
I will say that Rotten Tomatoes gave it only 48%.
Ruh-roh.
So the critics are bashing it.
Yeah.
Audiences gave it like a B-.
Okay.
People are not crazy about it. Comic book nerds. You know, it's the third in the series, right? Well, there's a story out about how someone went through Rotten Tomatoes and they created a list of the worst sequels of all time. And this is according to the scores on Rotten Tomatoes. More than one of them had a zero score.
Ouch. Yeah, the sequels are generally
bad.
Dumb and Dumber 2, come on.
I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I was mentioning how critics generally, not all of them, but generally will say that the only sequel that they can guarantee was better than the original is Godfather 2. Over the original Godfather. They're both great films. So that's one time when
Terminator 2 is better than the first one.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that too.
Yeah, and then Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade was the best of the first three indie movies. So once you get into the third, that's still technically a sequel,
See,
right?
I'm a holdout on that. I still think the first one was the best in that, and then the third one was the second best. We all agree that the second Indiana Jones movie probably shouldn't have been.
Yeah, kind of a dud.
Anyway, they put number one on the worst sequel of all time. It's a movie I wasn't familiar with. Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
What? You don't know that one?
It got a zero.
Okay.
Followed by one of the Jaws sequels called Jaws the Revenge.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of the Police Academy movies.
Oh, yes, of course. Get the Wayback Machine.
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol is on there. One of the Ring sequels is on there. Blah, blah, blah. So,
all right.
What else is trending?
Well, let me pull my Word document back up. I was looking at sequels. The new emojis are here, Dom. 21 new emojis have arrived. I guess you can get them if you download the iPhone's new beta update, and then the Android users, you can get them next month, I believe. Peapods, new one, a moose and a goose. A donkey, a jellyfish. I don't know if I'll ever use any of those.
Yeah.
Here's one I know for sure that you won't use. The biggest update is a way to high-five people. So there's a right-facing palm and a left-facing palm. So one of you sends one and the other sends the other.
You have to, like, assemble it.
High five! Yeah, so you can...
Some assembly required.
You can do that back and forth with each other. There's some different color hearts. There's a Wi-Fi emoji, some angel wings. There's also a new shaking face that looks like it's kind of like in an earthquake or something. It's supposed to convey shock, fear, confusion, disbelief, anticipation, yada, yada, yada. So... like you're kind of freaking out a little bit.
I may find ways of using that. When I was looking at it, there might be ways that that can be used.
That one I think I would maybe use.
Do you ever
excitement,
take your phone
like,
and scroll through all the emojis?
There's so many.
And, yeah, it's like you can scroll for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
and still not find the one that you're looking for.
Exactly.
There's a flute coming out. Maracas, a hair pick. So, I don't know. It's whatever. There's some new ones coming for people that use it. I like just randomly sending ones that make no sense at all to the conversation just for fun. And the other person's like, what is that for?
And the other person probably spends 20 minutes trying to figure
like,
out.
Why did he send that?
What is the relationship?
Facebook just announced that they're adding a paid verification option. Just kind of like what Twitter's been doing now. Instead of a blue check mark, you get a big blue badge. It's called Meta Verified. They're testing it out overseas right now, and then I guess it'll come here. $12 a month, $15 a month if you want to do it through your phone's app. It covers you on Facebook and Instagram. It's just essentially a way to verify your identity, make sure that you are who you are. It'll help people from impersonating you. This will be big for influencers and things like that. So just average Joes, I'm not going to be getting it. Do we need to verify our Dom and Jeremy page? Who's paying for that?
Probably couldn't hurt. Well, nobody will pay for it.
So, we're not getting that. For those of you that have been freaking out about Megan Fox, I guess they she and Machine Gun Kelly are reportedly continuing to prioritize the relationship. They're getting professional help.
Oh.
So there's your update on that. I guess they're still together.
Oh, so they're staying together after all.
I guess they're staying together, buddy.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, they were spotted in a car together.
I don't know what I would have done if those two crazy kids had split up.
The quote here is, well, it's like a rep or a source says that Megan is not giving up on their relationship. Whew. I've been losing sleep over this since this whole thing, you know, happened a week ago. Freaking out. Creepy old Vince McMahon is in trending this morning, trying to get a massive check for his wrestling empire. He's looking to sell the WWE franchise for $9 billion. So if you got an extra $9 billion laying around, you could scoop up a little WrestleMania action. He's 77 years old now, been the chairman for 40 years. He built that into quite the empire. Stepped down in June of 2022 because there was some, like, hush money allegations. But I guess he's back now, working with his daughter to sell the WWE. So, you interested, DT? Should we get some investors together, scoop it up, bring Hulk Hogan back?
You got to wonder. I mean, is it one of those things that it's $9 billion today, but it's like an NFL franchise? Mm-hmm. You know, in 2 years, it'll be worth $15
billion. It probably will be. Here's some general stuff floating around this morning. I guess a family in South Carolina ordered Domino's this month, and the doorbell cam caught the video of a 72-year-old delivery driver falling on their front porch because she was so tired from working so much. They dropped all of her food, but they didn't care about the food. They rushed out to make sure she was okay. Well, the video went viral on an old TikTok. People felt bad for her. They started a GoFundMe page for this delivery driver, and people donated $268,000 to help her retire so she didn't have to deliver pizzas anymore. So that's kind of a feel-good story this morning. Here's another one. Cops in Alaska gave a cold pig a lift home last week. Somebody called after they saw this pig just kind of roaming the streets. He was hanging on the side of the road in cold Alaska. And the police officers posted a photo of the pig. I put it on our Facebook. He's sitting there in the back of their squad car looking all happy. His name is Elvis Pigsley. Thank you very much. It's the cutest picture. You can see it on our Facebook
page. That's great.
And real quick, here's
He could have been turned into bacon,
I
suppose.
He totally could have. So they saved his bacon, actually. The latest TikTok trend and your fat America, something called the chickle. It's a pickle wrapped in pan-fried provolone cheese. It's gone viral. This TikToker, what was her name? Oh, I didn't pull her name. Well, Claire. It looks like Claire something or other. Anyway, she pan-fries this provolone cheese until it gets all crispy, lays a pickle in it, and then rolls it up in the crispy cheese. So it's kind of
like a pig in a blanket.
Like a cannoli or a pig in a blanket, yeah. And she shared it, and foodies online are calling this now the ultimate snack. It's a guilty pleasure snack. And then there's multiple pregnant women commenting like, hells yes, all day long. This is my new pregnancy craving. The
chickle. I would try. Now, you're a big pickle fanatic.
I love pickles.
I'm ambivalent about pickles.
Yeah.
I would try.
It's got to be dill. You know who's crazy about the cheese, like the hard cheese, is my wife. Like whenever we make like a quesadilla or something with involves cheese in a tray, she always picks off that crunchy cheese around the edges. You know, the crunchy. I mean, if there's one thing that'll turn my wife on, it is crunchy, crispy
crunchy cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Fat America. I forgot to do this story. I'm going to throw it in here real fast because a lot of us grew up reading various books by Roald Dahl. He's the guy who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which, of course, was turned into the Willy Wonka movie and more. But
we're reading Matilda right now to Lila. She's reading Matilda.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you found it offensive?
No. Well, you know what? Believe it or not, we made it through like the first chapter, and I was reading it to her, and I was like, I don't know if I should be doing this because the gist of the story is, you know, the parents are really mean to Matilda, and it really talks about how stupid kids are, and they're the worst, and they don't want them around. I was like, ooh, this is a little harsh. But anyway, go on with your story.
Well, Roald Dahl has passed, but now his estate is working with a publishing house. They are editing many of his books for the sake of sensitivity. So they're removing potentially offensive words and phrases, including the words fat and ugly. So,
I don't know.
They're making the Oompa Loompas gender neutral now.
All right, which
instead of
all right.
There are some authors who are starting to line up saying that they are kind of outraged by this. They call it absurd censorship. And Salman Rushdie even said, Puffin Books and the Dahl Estate should be ashamed.
I don't like that they're changing all the wording and stuff in it. Just leave it. No, you're going to hear all those words out in your normal life. The kids say the word, they say horrible things to each other in school.
It's a slippery slope,
it
if
is.
You ask me.
Hey, I'm doing really good. My New Year's resolution was to read more books, and I just finished my fourth one this year, and I'm starting my fifth one.
What was the fourth one?
True Grit. Did you ever read True Grit?
The movie was based on?
The movie was based on.
Oh, be darned.
It's a fun little read. It's 300 pages or something. You can zip right through it. And
it's a good old Western?
It's just a fun little read. My next one is called Hell's Angels. It's a Hunter S. Thompson book where he embedded himself within the Hell's Angels, and he wrote all about what goes on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. I'm excited to read
Very
it.
Very cool.
Yeah, okay. Clickbait. Facebook is where you can find it. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this fun little post from an animal shelter in Tennessee. They're trying to get a dog adopted by passing it off as a Paul Rudd lookalike. Speaking of Ant-Man, the dog's name is Waffle House, which, first of all, is fantastic. But they changed his name to Paul Ruff, which is cute, too. And
That's
he
good.
Does kind of look like Paul Rudd. So anyway, you can see the post and see all the pictures on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.